Oh, okay. Was there somebody else on the sack? My question is, what is the problem with letting affiliates make the decision as to whether or not affiliates want to be at a board meeting? I mean, clearly the board doesn't have a problem with it.
They can, but they have not been given a full picture of what a PNB board meeting is about. They've only been given a partial explanation. I totally appreciate what you put out to the affiliates for the New York meeting, but that certainly wasn't addressing what the New York meeting was going to be about. That just was not the truth, not the whole truth. It was a partial part of what was going to take place. Everybody, not everybody, but there were warnings put out to you prior to the New York meeting, and so the affiliates weren't warned of that. I read this when I came back. I wasn't here for the last meeting, but it was clearly stated that there was going to be disruptions, and I don't think that's appropriate for affiliates unless they're forewarned with open eyes about what they're about to pay to come to. I don't think so.
This is Teresa. I have something to say, too.
Please, go ahead.
I'm not saying that affiliates are not welcome. I'm just thinking they should not think that they're given a special part of the agenda or the program. If we truly don't give them a significant portion of the program with a specific reason. I mean, this is not an education. I mean, I would go to Grassroots Radio Conference knowing that I would spend, you know, couple hundred dollars on a hotel, couple hundred dollars on an airplane ride, and I would get some educational aspects to it. And I would go to NFCB to get something similar. But to have a vendor, for example, for your business, go to one of your board meetings, it might not, I mean, unless there's a reason, and that, you know, I don't quite understand the purpose of having them there, and it might be a big disappointment to them, and they might feel it's a waste of their time. So they're certainly welcome. Anyone is welcome that's interested in media, but sometimes specific governance is not particularly of interest to other people.
Well, those people to whom it's not of interest, I'm sure won't come. I do think that the point of providing as much information and people not having any inaccurate expectations is an important one. But as far as I'm concerned, all of the affiliates with whom we deal are adults. They're sane, reasonable and rational people who have their own agendas and make their own decisions about what is in their best interest. And I still haven't heard any reason other than that Pacifica people might be embarrassed by the conduct, of other Pacifica people, they would not want, because it doesn't have anything to do with what affiliates do or do not want. Affiliates vote with their feet dollars. So you still haven't answered that question as to why there's any presumption that the decision as to attendance and participation, that affiliates aren't competent to make, we aren't competent to make our own decision about that. And quite frankly, I find it insulting.
I would like to respond to that, and I did send an email out to Grace and copied to the affiliate task force when this discussion first came up prior to the New York PNB meeting, and I think hopefully some people saw that. But I do not think it's insulting. I do not think it's value-added, And I have worked with affiliates for almost 10 years now, 5 years as a representative of Free Speech Radio News, dealing with many of the same affiliates, and on the local station board and on the national board of local station board of KPFA and the national board of Pacifica, and have interacted with many affiliates on the phone, in person at GRC and NFCB task force meetings, and most of them, the majority of them, do not want to be involved with Pacifica politics. They want the services that Pacifica provides to them. They want the audio port. They want the programming, but they do not want the politics. And I think it's unfortunate that, Afia, that you seem to have a different perspective. And I don't know how many affiliates you've dealt with or how long you've been around affiliates, but I can tell you from my 10 years experience that I think you're way off the mark on this. And I think everybody that's spoken, no one has supported you on this call in terms of your adamant desire to have affiliates come to PNB meetings. I do support communication with affiliates. I do support Pacifica and Pacifica staff and Pacifica representatives of the national and the local boards communicating with affiliates. I think this is very important, but I think this should be done in a context where the affiliates have a role to play and where the meeting is dedicated to them and where the Pacifica politics are left out of it, because, frankly, it turns off many listeners. And we don't want to lose affiliates who Ursula has to struggle so hard with getting contracts every year because they are turned off by Pacifica politics. Pacifica provides affiliates a service. It provides programming. It provides access to programming. It does not provide a political platform for affiliates. That is not the way that it functions. Anybody that wants to be involved in that can certainly choose to do so, but not at national board meetings. And I apologize, but I do have to get off the phone.
Well, before you go, I want to correct you. Actually, without speaking for David, David supported the only other affiliate on this call. Well, that's not true. Brian, you've been awfully quiet. David,
I didn't hear David support you.
I'd like to go to the stack. Can I speak?
Yes,
and I'll go to the stack. Well, this is Brian. I'll go to the stack also.
I'm on the stack. I had asked, you know, after Shannon.
I had David, Chandra, Dina. Who's saying that they haven't been called on?
Brian also.
Well, I have Brian and David. You're wanting to come back, are you not?
Yes.
Okay. So I thought I called on the three people who...
Is it Ryan?
I'm having trouble hearing.
I think Ryan was before me, though. Ryan, is it?
Yes, that's
Brian. It's Brian with a B.
And Brian and then David. And who else is wanting to get back on the stack?
I just have a question, just one question. Was there a vote on this last time?
Was there what?
A vote on this. Usually the task force votes, and by consensus we agree. That's the way we've always run the affiliate task force. Was a vote taken to invite the affiliates?
No.
There were no, Grace Aaron participated in the last meeting and made the proposal, and there were no objections to it. In fact, she drafted the initial invitation, and after Ursula objected, despite the fact that there was supposed to be a joint meeting and further discussion about whatever reservations Ursula had.
Actually, I objected during the meeting. I expressed my reservations about it and said I didn't think we should make the decision yet. I did that twice.
That was after the fact.
The fact of the matter is that it's not accurate.
We're the only one who did. And when you said that you thought, what you said was you thought we should have further discussion about it, and I said I wanted to be a part of that discussion, and Grace said, okay, and it was supposed to be the three of us, and instead of it being the three of us, it wound up being you and Grace. And when Grace acquiesced, then I sent out the invitation, as I will do, for the next meeting.
Well, you're being an autocrat, and I don't think that's fair, because we've never run in that manner, and I really am very offended, and I am getting off the call.
I am also offended.
Well, I'd like to get on the stack then, too, because
okay, Brian, go ahead.
Okay. This is Brian. I've got a lot to say. I don't want to take up too much time.
Take as much as you want. Everybody else has run their mouth for the past hour and a half.
Who else is still on besides you, Athea?
This
is Teresa
identify
Allen.
Yourself. I'm on. It's Dina.
Hi, Dina.
I'm here. I'm Ursula, Brian.
Hey, Ursula.
And hi. David's on.
Okay, David, I don't think I've ever met you, have I?
No.
Okay. I was at GRC in Portland and at... in Lowell, and then I went to a lot of earlier GRCs. I'm also I'm a retired sociology professor, and
we would probably recognize each other. I was at both those. Okay.
Oh, okay. at GRC at the end of the 90s, you know, a lot of us would get together, you know, pretty much led by Kathy and Marty, but certainly lots of others were involved. And there seems to be a notion of affiliates talking amongst ourselves and having, you know, presenting a case to Pacifica for what, you know, we were objecting to, particularly about the contrast. And this, of course, is with the how do we refer to the board that was in place for a couple of years? How do you all refer to it now?
We don't have a name for it.
Okay, the mainstreamers. How's that? The corporate mainstreamers, they seem to us on the outside. And I thought that, I was a little puzzled when I look at the affiliates task force, and I was looking at the people who were on it, and it seems, at least the people who come to the meetings, it's more Pacifica people, from the five stations or from the national office than it is those of us from the task force. I mean, those of us from the affiliates. And I think what's really needed first is for those among the affiliates for us to get to talk with each other and find out what we would like from Pacifica, and that there should be some, if it's not a GRC, well, actually, of course, there was no GRC this year, that we need to do that by conference call, and just the affiliates talk amongst ourselves to see what kind of collective ideas and desires and questions and needs that we have from Pacifica. And I guess the second thing, just reading everything, I've just read Greg Gouma's, 30-part write-up of his years, and I've just heard about I'm not quite sure what happened at the New York meeting when you all are talking about disruption at the meeting, is that JUC people or what?
Yeah.
Is that my old friend Bill DeFazio involved?
Well, I don't really know all of them by names, but it was pretty raucous and generally disruptive, although there were let-ups at points, and despite it, people gave their reports and answered questions as best as possible, some of the which had to be repeated at subsequent teleconference meeting. But the board meeting was held.
Okay, is there any way to...
It is in archives.
Okay. And then another thing, I look at the amounts of money. I remember, I wasn't at the last affiliates meeting, but I remember two meetings ago, we asked, someone asked Grace about the number of full-time employees at the five sister stations, and I was impressed with how different it was at each of the stations. And I come from this perspective. When I look at the amounts of money that are being raised and spent, and then know, you all spend more sometimes on lawsuits in a year than our station's whole budget.
Yeah.
And I tend to think that, and I've said this to other people at WRFG, you know, we have a hard time raising money here in the South. And I tend to say, and Pacifica, which represents, the wealthier areas, San Francisco and Los Angeles and New York particularly, they're asking us for money when the budgets of your stations are 10 times our budgets. I mean, isn't it true that KPFA at least has a budget of over $2 million? Am I wrong about that?
Actually, I don't... Are you talking
annually?
Yeah, that they raise... That they raise over $2 million. And then I wonder, what on earth does that money go for? Mm-hmm. I mean, we run a station with just two... I mean, it's not ideal, but we have to run our station with only two full-time employees.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't pay them very well, and we're always scrambling, and a few of us have to pay a little extra and all, and I kind of wish that some of the wealth from Pacifica instead of going to paid programmers, we have no paid programmers, and I think no paid programmers seems to be a if not a norm, at least a mode at those of us who are affiliates who go to GRC. That seems to be more community radio, and I kind of wish that there'd be, if Pacifica is really going to be a national presence, which I imagine is the main purpose of the Pacifica Foundation, that what Pacifica should be doing with all this money is helping those of us out who are in areas where it's much harder to raise money. I mean, Atlanta is better off than a lot.
Actually, Pacifica does help your station quite a bit.
Does it?
Quite frankly, yes.
It does?
I didn't know that. I mean, we actually get checks from Pacifica? Or we get...
You know what? I don't want to go beyond that, but I just would like to say we do help WRFG a lot.
I would like
that.
Well,
I don't think it's appropriate to go beyond that.
Just a moment. Could we let him finish?
Yeah. That was Ursula who said that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I ask Heather, would she be able to... Is Heather the person who knows about
that?
Yeah,
she could explain it.
Okay, I'll ask Heather about that. Because she and I have talked, some of the ideas I just broached, she and I have talked about. I'll ask her about that. And, I was on the board for 21 years, but I'm no longer on the board, but decided not to run. But I'm guessing she'll tell me. And I guess that leads to my general question as to the purpose of Pacifica. And I come from two different places on this. One, is it part of a national movement or action so that we have some kind of national programming which provides, to the left of NPR and other kind of radio that doesn't, other kind of progressive radio that doesn't exist anywhere else? But on the other hand, I think what community radio really is about is local, and I'd like to see, our local public affairs. It'd be another long discussion to say I don't really believe in the concept of news. I'd really like to see our local public affairs be expanded and be a lot better. And so I'm really puzzled when I read everything about Pacifica, what it really is. I just read Greg Gumma's long, just what, a 30, 35. Have other people read it?
I have not.
This is Teresa. I've read parts of it, most of it.
I've read parts of it. But Greg is not always very accurate in his,
I would accept that.
I've lived it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what?
I was on the board when he was executive director, so I've lived it.
And this is?
Teresa.
This is Teresa, okay. And Chandra, Chandra's gone now, isn't she? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, Greg does sound like he's an outsider, and I'm not saying I accept what he says at face value. And in some ways, he doesn't sound like a radio person when he's writing. He sounds more like a... Well, anyway. But the point that struck me is I didn't get a sense of what is Pacifica really all about. I mean, why is there an overarching structure and not just five community radio stations who were in larger communities than those of us, you know, who are really truly independent, such as most of at least the GRC stations. And then I say, well, what is the purpose of Pacifica other than providing, you know, a national, you know, I know I'm repeating myself, a national alternative to NPR that's much more progressive. And it seems that you all, I don't know, you know, I don't really know why there's such shortage of, you know, that you're in financial crisis and there's these endless battles and there's all this suspicion and all. And so, you know, part of me says we'd probably be better off just all our independence going our own way, but I would love to see Pacifica really thrive and be a national force. At any rate, I guess that's, you know, yes, I forget what the question was anyway, but
well,
I don't know if this is helpful at all, but we feel, you know, you can't say I've been quiet for the whole meeting.
It's extraordinarily helpful. And it's right to the point. Indeed, one of the points of interest on the board is how do affiliate stations manage to operate with, as you describe it, minimum paid staff and with financial solvency, and that the focus is not primarily on raising money, but on doing radio. So, and that's something that the board has repeatedly expressed an interest in hearing from affiliates. David.
Okay. Well, Brian, it's good to hear. I run an LPFM in Sarasota, just so you know. We have paid staff, and we do not receive any checks from Pacifica. I don't know.
Neither do we.
But I don't know. For Ursula might be so difficult. I don't know of any checks. I think we have a lot of people that really believe in what Pacifica could be, but it is not. It is not anything right now. It's a mess. And we're just, since I've been on the board since January, we're basically in survival mode, trying to hang on to what we got, barely hanging on to what we got, and I'm not sure that I can say any more than that, and I'm not sure that we will be able to hang on to what we got. I think affiliates do need to get involved. I think, I do support you on bringing them to the meeting, but we got to structure it so they understand what they're walking into, because I think if we have a lot to learn. Pacifica has a lot to learn from affiliates, as Brian was saying. We have some issues that are going to be coming up very quickly here that affect affiliates that I think we need to talk about. But at the same time, we haven't had to deal with that because we've been trying to survive, trying to hold on to a couple stations, get them through some major problems. A couple issues coming up. We're looking at hiring an ED, okay? I think the affiliates need to weigh in on that.
Absolutely.
I think the affiliates need to, yes, they need to tell us, do you want, what kind of person do you want in this job? There's a real division among board members. There are a lot of board members, I feel, that don't have community radio experience in terms of management and living and breathing it like GRC folks do.
Right.
And then there are, there's another issue which is coming up even quicker, well, might be even quicker, is FSRN. Okay, affiliates, a lot of affiliates rely on FSRN for a half-hour newscast, and if you've been following it, they're putting out calls for money. They asked for money from the PMB. The PMB voted for it, but in this last telephone conference, the PMB has basically tabled it now, and there's a move to not pay them until next year for something, and that could put them under before next year even comes. And I think the affiliates need to speak up on these things, and we need to figure out a way to make them aware of it, whether it's through a listserv or whether it's a conference call. And as an affiliate rep on the board, I have to say that I have been absent in my duties. But the problem is that there are so many duties at the PMB just trying to get Pacifica to survive that I have not even had a chance to even reach out to affiliates. So I think we're, I'm not saying we're going to survive, and I'm not even sure that if the affiliates weighed in would even want us to survive, to tell you the truth.
Oh.
We may need to, we need to think, like you said, we need to think outside of this box that we're in. And this box is driving lawsuits and will continue to drive lawsuits that will drive us into the ground forever. Until we decide how to restructure this thing, and it means a bylaw change, and that's a major, major undertaking. And I'm all for democracy, but as Greg Gumma has said, and other people have weighed in, this is some kind of strange ultra-democracy here that has stymied any kind of development of this organization and has done it for 7 years. Thank God we had the Iraq War, which caused a lot of people to give PNB money. But that's the only reason that's propped us up, I think, for the last few years.
Wow.
Yeah, and I think that the I'm sorry. Who's next? I'm sorry, David. I don't. My apologies for cutting you off.
I'm done.
Madam Chair, I did ask to be on the stack.
Go ahead. It's your turn, and I'm putting myself on the stack after Teresa.
Okay. Brian, I did send you a copy of the minutes. And
right, I got
them. In the minutes, you will see that we were when we discussed inviting the affiliates to our board meetings, it was under a discussion of mission and goals. And at the bottom of the minutes, you can see the mission and scope of the affiliate task force. And that's what we are discussing. We're not discussing the whole purpose of Pacifica. We're discussing the purpose of the affiliate task force and our service to over 140 affiliates, in whether they be internet or in the United States, low power, whatever. I would like to, if we intend to stay on the agenda, Madam Chair, I think that we need to realize that right now we're still, well, we're in your report, and we need to go back to where Ursula was going to talk about the budget and then move on to new business. There's no time. We have given no specific time, so I don't know whether I can call the question or ask that the report end or how we can get on to moving on.
It's Eastern Standard Time, and it's you know, it's not fair to those of us who are on this call. It's almost 10 o'clock.
I've got 9:45. So if we could, if we certainly can complete this item and go to Ursula. I'm not sure. I don't think we have anything else after that. That was new business, and we don't have
Ursula to discuss the issue of the budget in her report, and then in new business we had the issue of updating the PNB on affiliate task force activities or accomplishments or, you know, projects.
Beyond that, I don't think we have anything else. Is that correct?
No, that's it, Madam Chair.
Okay.
Oh, and Brian, if you would like, I'll send you an email. If you'd like to contact me, I'd be happy to discuss about some of the services that Pacifica provides to affiliates.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
I wanted to...
Can I just interject a brief question? As part of that, could you define what it means, what the phrase affiliates program means?
Okay. We have a website, Brian, that you could go on, and a lot of the answers are right there.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can, there are certain documents that I'm not sure if they're there or not. The resolution that was passed regarding the expansion of the program to become the outreach program, is that there also? There's some additional documents that I think might be useful.
Okay, I'll find if they're on the web, I'll find them.
Okay, and if they're not, email me and I'll forward them to you.
Okay, great, thank you.
I wanted to say two things. I guess it's two things, and taking Teresa's last point first about whether or not we're discussing the role of Pacifica. As a community organization or an organization committed to community uplift, I think that we have with which we contract to that end, I think we have every right, we meaning affiliates, have every right to examine Pacifica's mission and how Pacifica is or is not realizing its mission. It's within that discussion or out of that discussion that we began to look at the role that we actually play, not the role that we as affiliates theoretically play, while we can measure our actual participation with our theoretical role in our relationship with Pacifica, which as some other folk who've been on the board, affiliates who've been on the board, have pointed out, affiliates are more than just consumers. And although I can assure you that WMXP could use any checks that Pacifica might be able to come up with and pass our way. I think that when one of the things that comes to my mind at every board meeting, whether it's a teleconference or an in-person meeting, is the ingrownness of Pacifica. And it kind of reminds me of the story of Little Black Sambo running around being chased by the lion around the palm tree until he melts into a ring of butter. And it's unless and until there's an other ingredient that disrupts that cycle, that intervenes and disrupts that cycle, that same kind of incestuous dynamic continues at Pacifica. And I think that the affiliates are that ingredient that can make the intervention that helps Pacifica to begin to think outside of the box and to operate outside of the box. So there's clearly not only value added for affiliates to be able to look at Pacifica and what has become of Pacifica, its governance, and what is it that we can learn, what is it that we can take from Pacifica, that we don't want from Pacifica, and that Pacifica, on the other hand, can get from us.
What's your point, could I really ask? I mean, those of us that are on the phone here have been working with affiliates for 10 years. That is my point.
That is precisely my point. We're more than just numbers and checkbooks. That is my point. That is exactly my point. And to the extent that is respected and appreciated, then it's the extent to which Pacifica loses the benefit of its, at least the potential of its bargain with us. And it is even more or equally important a question that the PMB members have repeatedly and consistently raised. How do the affiliates do it? So that was to respond to the two points that had come up in the course of other people's comments, and I put myself on the stack last in order to respond to that.
Actually, I was on the stack as well before.
So was I.
Okay, that's Ursula, and who's the last person?
It was Dina.
Actually, Dina was first.
Okay, and is it on this point, or is it on the budget and and Ursula's proposal for enhanced communication or better communication between the PMB and affiliates?
She was on this point.
excuse me, this is Vajra. I have to get off.
Thank you for being here.
All right. Talk to you later.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. So, all right, Dina, why don't you go ahead, and then Ursula, after Dina, and cover not only your response to the comments that have been made to date, but address the issue of budget and propose exchange between the PMB and affiliates.
The point that I have to make is that the affiliate task force was set up as a committee to take actions to help forward the affiliates. And in the last two years specifically, we've been involved in the politics of Pacifica, not in the committee work of forwarding the affiliates. And so it's lost its essence as far as I'm concerned. And while, yes, we're part of Pacifica, if we could just take the actions necessary to forward what the affiliates want and need, as we've done in the past, it was never about numbers. It was always about actions and committee work. And it was always done in a consensus basis way. And that is changing, and it is not helping the affiliates. We didn't grow from 13 affiliates to 130 by politicking. We built it on relationships one-on-one with a lot of work by Ursula and a lot of work by Teresa, a lot of work by Chandra, and a lot of work by me. And yes, there have been board representatives from all the stations, and it's constantly changing, and affiliates have come on and been part of the process. And as a whole, we have done committee work and taken action. In the last 2 years, we have not had committees doing anything. I'm not sure from month to month why I even listen in, because nothing from a committee point of view is done. So that's my answer and response to how Pacifica is involved in this.
Ursula?
Well, as far as the budget goes, I have had no, as I said, I've had no communication. So other than the budget I submitted, I have no information to offer. There has been no, you know, nothing else told to me. So I don't know. There's really nothing more I can say about that. Hopefully I'll hear something eventually, but so far there's been no communication. As far as the other things and my proposal, I have to admit, I've really, listening to this conversation, have reconsidered my proposal. I just have to say, you know, I appreciate much of what's being said, and I think in a way what Dina was trying to say is that, and Chandra and Teresa, I think, is that, you know, what's being said here is something that, you know, have been issues of concern for 10 years. And so I think on one level, we're all in agreement, you know, on a lot of these issues. I don't think there's a whole lot of disagreement, really, on the principles involved. I would like to say for the record, I am not aware, with possibly your exception, Afia, of any affiliates that consider me as being, you know, patronizing or disrespectful. I don't think that has ever been part of this program. And if it is, I would be very concerned. I don't think that's how things have been happening. And I guess, you know, the reason why I kind of reconsidering all this is because I'm kind of struck by in all of this conversation, you know, this discussion and, you know, what is being said. There's a lot of talk about Pacifica and the affiliates, and Brian, you don't even seem to be aware that they're, you know, what the program is, and it's really was something that was built by the people you're mentioning, the GRC group, who really put down the principles of what they wanted this program to be and worked with me on it, and pretty much laid down the foundation. And so, it, yes, it is a very deliberate program. You can see it on pacificanetwork.org. It's called, if you look under the history section, there's a, it was called MACE at the time, M-A-C-E. It was basically the blueprint for the program. And, you know, the number one request was that there would be an affiliates coordinator, so there would be some sort of ombudsman of sorts to, you know, represent both, the concerns and the foundation and somehow, you know, bring this together. And what I'm hearing in this whole discussion is somehow, you know, that concept of, the role of the program itself, which was very, you know, tremendous amount of work went into, that concept seems to have become irrelevant in this conversation. And, I wonder if there are questions why I haven't gotten a call, because a lot of the questions raised, Brian, I could answer. I don't think I should in public, but I think, you know, there's a lot going on which consists of the program. And so, but what strikes me is that, you know, that part is no longer there. And so I clearly get the impression from, you know, this meeting and, much has been talked about that this is no longer really about the affiliates program as, you know, it's being run currently or, you know, my role. I actually don't have a whole, I said in the email, I think in some ways it might be very beneficial if affiliates came to board members, if we did it carefully and set the stage for it. I think we could also Skype some people in so that some people wouldn't have to pay for travel. I think there's a lot of things we can do, but what does raise questions in me is that somehow my input into how to do it responsibly has led to tremendous conflict. And it is completely within my rights and my obligation as an employee to express concerns to my supervisor. And in the case when I did this with you, Afia, around New York, I immediately called you afterwards. You were in no way left out. In fact, your opinion, you know, was what was acted on. So I'm not sure what exactly the objection is there.
Not having been a part of the call as I had requested, as opposed to being informed of a decision.
Right, but the thing is, it's completely within the bounds of my job description to have a discreet conversation with my boss. In fact, that's my obligation. And immediately afterwards, you were brought into it. So, you know, I mean, I called you.
No, I wasn't brought in. I was informed of the decision that was made behind my back.
Anyway, I don't want to get into an argument. The point is that, what I get kind of from this conversation is that my input into how to responsibly manage this program is no longer a part of this discussion. And so I don't really think it's appropriate for me to make any proposals, and I have real questions as to whether I should even be on these calls, because I am not part of the discussion. And, you know, I can send in a written report to you, and you can read it. There's no need for me to read it myself. So I just want to voice that. If this is, you know, something for the affiliates task force or, you know, some members of it feel should be done directly between affiliates and Pacifica, then I hear that. Then I, you know, respectfully step out because I don't see a role for myself in this.
Madam Chair,
are you finished, Ursula?
Yeah. I just don't see the point of my being part of these conversations. I think this is something you guys, you know, that there's another agenda here, which I respect, and, you know, I understand on some level, but I have no role in this. And, you know, the program as it stands apparently is not really a relevant issue either here. So, you know, I don't think it's good for me to be part of meetings where I don't really know why I'm here and where I'm headed with it.
Well, the reason you have the floor at this moment is to offer the proposal that you announced earlier in the meeting.
Yeah, I'm saying I think it's moot because the interests here are not really in the role of my contribution to this. This is a much larger issue that does not include me, And I don't even think it's worthwhile for me to make proposals at this point.
Madam Chair?
Well, if you are wanting to withdraw, that's up to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Teresa?
Yes, Madam Chair. I'd like to know specifically where we are on the agenda.
We are, with Ursula, answering your question about the budget, and...
Are we now on the...
Originally, to offer, articulate the proposal, her proposal for P&B affiliate communication.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the way I feel about it is before I make proposals kind of into a black hole, I really feel that I need to
Excuse
begin
me?
To understand, Betty, what the relationship
me?
Is.
I take exception to that characterization, Ursula.
Madam Chair, are we on item 6, updating PNB on affiliate activities, PNB affiliate communication?
We are on the two items that I just described, Teresa.
Okay.
And Ursula has decided that she does not want to offer the proposal that she earlier announced. We accept that, and I will make a comment
Chair,
about
I do
the
not accept
budget.
That.
Pardon?
I do not accept that.
Yeah, I
well,
mean,
you can't
I,
make
I,
her talk if she doesn't want give a proposal if she doesn't want to. And at 10 after 10, I'm certainly not going to start begging her for it.
Madam Chair, I move that I convene a subcommittee to discuss PNB affiliate communication. Since we don't have time to discuss it tonight, perhaps we could convene a subcommittee. Would anyone support me on that?
I think it's a good idea. I think we should talk about this because it's very confusing by now. What's going on?
All right.
I mean, what I was going to say was that, you know, I feel that at this point it's more what's more important for me is understand what my relationship is to this committee in terms of working with you so that I can make recommendations that are somehow appropriate.
Teresa, do you think you'll be prepared to report at the next task force meeting?
Yes, I would like to have a subcommittee to discuss PNB affiliate communication. I hope that I can get together with Ursula. I will send an email to the affiliate task force and ask if anybody else would like to join me in a telephone conference to discuss this.
Would you then put that on the agenda for the next meeting?
I'll do that.
With regard to the budget, no budgets have been acted on at this point in time. The board is in the process of collecting budgets, and it is my understanding that the affiliate program's budget will be addressed at the same time that all other budgets are addressed.
Has Ursula been asked to submit a budget?
She's already submitted the budget.
Right. Thank you.
Is there anything else that anyone would like to say, or I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I just have a request, and this is Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, Afia, or someone send out a list of not only the minutes say who the members are, but it doesn't say what their affiliations are, and I'm curious to see who is on this task force. Yes, and I know who is on the task force because they're part of Pacifica, and then who is on the task force because they're part of an affiliate.
Mm-hmm. Would you send that to him, please, Teresa?
I would be happy to send a list of who I understand to be on the affiliate task force. First of all, I do have a question. At one point, Marianne Knosser of KMUD, I was told, was going to be on the task force, but I don't know that she's ever attended.
Yeah, I don't recognize that name.
K-N-O-S-S-E-R, Marianne.
Oh, that's Marianne from Kmart.
Yeah. Is she intending, do you know, to attend any of these meetings?
She's interested, but I don't know, I guess, you know, when she has time.
Is she on our email list?
I think she is. I'm not sure, but I'll check.
Okay, and I think that Brian was suggesting that maybe he wasn't receiving
emails. Yeah, I'll check. I'll
emails.
Check.
So if you can get him on there, I will send out a list to everyone of who I think expressed an interest in being on this.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
I want to go on record that I will not be here next month.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Okay. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.